السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد اللہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وآمنوا برسوله يؤتكم كفلين من رحمته ويجعل لكم نورا تمشون به ويغفر لكم والله غفور رحيم.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. آج اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل سے حضور says that today by the grace of Allah سال 2010 the year 2010 this is the first day of the year 2010 and on this very first day Allah Almighty has made us enter into this new year on a Friday which out of the days is very blessed day in this respect. First of all, I would like to extend congratulations for the happy new year to all of you in every respect, to all Ahmadis this year and all the coming years. May Allah continue to bless them all. Every year we exchange the greetings of New Year every year. But for a mu'min, the year or the month, they are blessed only in that case when they are the means of the acceptance of his repentance and also they are resulting in his spiritual progress and advancement and also for his forgiveness. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in one place that the real Eid and the day of happiness and blessed day is that one which is actually the day of the repentance for a person and which is the day of his forgiveness and his salvation. And that day is the one which is pointing out to his places of progress and the stages of progress for a person, and that is the day which guides a person to the paths of his spiritual advancement. And that is the day which reminds a person towards the discharging of responsibility towards Allah Almighty and human beings. And that is the day which, for the attainment of the player of Allah Almighty, is the day when a person completely employs and uses all the faculties in order to get the player of Allah Almighty. And that is the day which, for the attainment of the player of Allah Almighty, is the day of practical doings, doing something practically. So our years and our days would be blessed only when we devotedly, in order to attain these objectives, seeking the blessing of Allah Almighty and the assistance from Allah Almighty, we all submit to Allah Almighty. And we try to bring about pious changes in us. No doubt it is the day of Friday, and this is no doubt counted as a very blessed day. And in this respect, the new year which is starting today is starting with an extremely blessed day. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has regarding the importance of this day has pointed out to certain things, but the point must be remembered all the time that despite its importance, as the true believer can benefit from that, the non-believers cannot really benefit from that. The day is the same, but for a moment he tries to make it a day of his salvation and forgiveness. And a non-believer only knows that this is one of the 7 days of the week. A mu'min, a believer, he always keeps in mind the saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is mentioned in one hadith. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this narration is narrated by him. That the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned about Friday, and he said that in this day there is a moment, there is a time when a believer gets that right time, and he is standing in prayer at that time. So whatever he prays, that is accepted by Allah Almighty. So then he pointed out with the indication of his hand that this time period is very, very limited. So therefore, a mu'min, a believer, in this day, he sees and observes the examples of the acceptance of his prayer. And a non-believer is just busy in his worldly enjoyment. The first day of the year, because of Jummah, because of Friday, has become all the more important for us that he should, through his prayers, should decorate that, and submitting to Allah Almighty, one should put life into one's night by worship, and they should receive, and they should commence and receive the new year as light. While the non-believers, those who do not have any consideration for the importance of the Friday, nor they know how the ways how to receive and welcome the new year. So he simply only knows that the first night of the last year and the new year in between, and they just inwardly pursuits and drinking, drinking excessively on that night. That is what they do. So we who are from the among the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are believer of that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was a light personified, who showed us the paths which lead to the player of Allah Almighty. A mu'min, a person, he was reminded to the paths of the purpose of his creation. he was the beloved of Allah Almighty. By following him and following his tradition, those people who follow his tradition in the true sense, Allah Almighty has expressed that they are also my beloved. Allah Almighty has mentioned his love for those people. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that to follow that path, the follow whose path makes a person beloved of Allah Almighty, who has the right more than that person that he should describe himself with the name of light. Therefore Allah Almighty, the glorified, has mentioned in the Holy Quran, he has given the name of Noor, the light, to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qad ja'akum min Allah nurun, that the light of Allah has come to you. So this is a great favor of Allah Almighty upon us. If we are able to benefit from the light of this from this light of Allah, and the best way to do so, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with reference to the Friday, has taught us, so that our prayers and supplications should attain the degree of acceptance in the sight of Allah. In one hadith, Hazrat Aus bin Aus relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the best out of all the days is the day of Friday, and you invoke blessings upon me excessively, because this durood which you offer, that is presented to me. Allah Almighty tells him that that you look, that, oh my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people of your ummah, with the gratitude, with feelings of gratitude, and also in the attempt to turn their deeds according to your example, they are invoking blessings upon you. In this blessed day, which has got a special significance and importance, so therefore, therefore I would be very kind and loving to these people, and I accept their prayers. And then Allah Almighty says that I also commanded them that they should invoke blessings upon you, they should send durood upon you, because Allah and His angels, they also invoke blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When these believers, they acted upon my commandment, and in order to get my pleasure, they have invoked, they have been invoking blessings upon my beloved. Therefore, I'm going to listen to the prayers and the supplications of these lovers of my beloved. So the prayers done today, when and the durood, when they are going to be presented to Allah Almighty, then they would become the means of gathering the blessings of Allah Almighty. And the durood which will be presented to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, provided we have offered it very earnestly, when we are completely lost in the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it will be adorned with the intercession of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it will help us and benefit us. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, when he claimed to be the Masih and Mahdi, and he became the Imam of the age, then that was because of his true love and complete devotion to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as a result of that, the pillars of light, they came and they started rising towards heaven from himself. And this is the guidance and the instruction which he has given to us who have joined at his hand, who have done the initiation at his hand, that if you really have made this promise, and you claim to be my members of my community, and you claim to love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then very sincerely and devotedly you invoke blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and as far as you it is possible for you, you will be able to get benefit from that light, which is the light of Allah. And this very thing, will improve your life and will also improve your hereafter. And in regarding this day, there are some other narrations which also indicate the further importance of the day. In Muslim, Hazrat Abu Huraira relates, he says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that khairu yawmin talat alaihi alaihi shamsu yawmul jumu'ah fihi khulika adam wa fihi udkhila al jannah wa fihi ukhrija minha. That out of all days, the best day in which the sun rises, that is the Friday. The Adam was created on that day. He was taken into paradise on this day, and in this very day he was taken out of paradise. So in this there are opportunities of getting the blessings of Allah Almighty, and unfortunately people may also get some punishment. So it is up to the decision of the progeny of Adam in which group he wants to be included. The regard for the sanctity of this day should be shown through the prayers and durood and the good deeds. If they are done, then they will be means of getting us into the paradise, and they will we will also be able to get the share of light. And if otherwise, if we are deceived by Satan, as Hadrat Adam was to leave the paradise, so the same principle will apply for the progeny of Adam. If they would be mindful of the good deeds and they would be paying attention to prayers and durood, then their steps would be moving towards paradise. This world will also become like paradise, and the hereafter, the glad tiding of paradise is given to them by Allah. But on the other side, if people go to bad deeds, perform bad deeds, then Allah Almighty gives the news of getting away from paradise, and this very world becomes like a hell for those people. So the importance of this day in the good deeds which are done with pious intention, it is linked with that. And thousands upon thousands of durood be upon that benefactor of mankind, who, addressing the progeny of mankind, he showed them the right path of their eternal salvation. As I mentioned with reference to hadith, that sincerely and devotedly, those supplications which are presented to Allah Almighty and durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that enables a person to inherit this paradise which Allah Almighty has put the blessings in this life and the life to come. And so getting into paradise or getting out of paradise, that is linked with the actions of human beings. The worldly paradise and the paradise in the hereafter, Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran in one verse, وَلَمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ, that the person who Allah, who is fearful, who is full of fear for the of his Allah, there are two paradises. There are one in this life, worldly life, and one in the hereafter. Hazrat Masih Maud al-Islam says that a person who is mindful of the status and the fear of Allah Almighty, and having fear of Allah Almighty, and considering that one day he is going to be accountable to Allah Almighty, he abandons the sin, then he will be granted two paradises. One, first of all, in this very life, the life of paradise will be granted to him, and a pious change will be there in that person, and Allah Almighty would take care of all his matters. And secondly, a permanent, everlasting paradise will be granted to him. This is because he feared Allah, and he gave preference to Allah Almighty on worldly gains and pursuits. So the Friday, when Allah Almighty says that these opportunities of getting closer to Allah Almighty are provided more than any other day on this Friday, then people should extensively make use of this opportunity, and that is the real believer. So therefore, today Allah Almighty has granted us this opportunity, that the very first day of the new year we should decorate it with such prayers that throughout you are able to see the examples of the acceptance of prayer. The prayers for your own self, your family members, for Ahmadiyyat, the true Islam, in those who offer sacrifices for them, the prayers for those people, for the progress of the Jamaat, and wherever you belong, regarding the society and the people around you, for the country where you live. And a mu'min can only be called a true believer when whichever country he is living in, and who is a citizen of that country, he is also praying for that country. So these are all the obligations which have been entrusted to an Ahmadi today, and to discharge them is very essential, very important. It is through the prayers of the Ahmadis then the salvation of the world is linked, the salvation of mankind is linked with the prayers of Ahmadis, and the guidance towards the path of paradise is also linked with that. But if they are not walking on those paths, then how they would be able to show these paths to other people? We Ahmadis, we are the believer of the Adam of this age, who did not come to go out to be taken away from paradise, who not only received both the paradises, but he is the one who, in order to take the people to paradise, he came with that teaching which his leader and master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had brought. Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam was revealed khalaqa adama Vakrama, Jariullahi fi hulalil anbiya, Bushra laka ya Ahmadi. He created this Adam and then honored him. This is a messenger of Allah in the garb of all the, he is the slaughtered in the garbs of all the prophets, and the attributes, all the attributes are found in him. So, congratulations and greetings to you. Jariullah fi hulalil anbiya, expressing the meaning of this, he says that the meaning of this revelation is that from the time of Adam till the end of the time, all the prophets who came to this world, whether they are Israelites or non-Israelites, all the important events of their life are special attributes which were given to them. A part of that has been given to me. The nature of every prophet is in my nature. The imprint of that is in my nature. And the true love which he had with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of that, he became metaphorically the prophet. And having that honor and the benefit and the share that he had from the light of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no limit to that one. This Adam which appeared in this age, he is filled with the light of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, so that's why he is showing us new and new ways of the guidance, and the various ways of offering the prayer is being shown to us by him, and he is guiding us to the good deeds to attain the paradise, so that we can be the recipient of the paradise in this life and the life to come. So in order to benefit from this light, so we have to not only the very first day of the new year, rather each and every day of our life, in order to make it full of blessings, we have to go for prayers and the good deeds, and we have to pay very special attention to this. I hope that today, on this very blessed day of the new year, the Ahmadis, they would have spent this day with this passion, alhamdulillah, in the mosque, Hajjat prayer in congregation was held in the Ahmadiyya Mosque. So this passion should not discontinue and finish from the first day. Rather, every following day, should be showing the great, beautiful impact of the this day, and clearly showing the impact of that, and each and every step should be moving towards the direction of taqwa and righteousness and belief in the messenger, and it should be strengthening our faith all the time. So the effort done on the very first day, it should be covering all the 365 days of the year. Allah Almighty mentions in the Holy Quran in one place, and that verse which I recited in the beginning, the translation of that is that, O ye people who have believed, you have the fear of Allah and also believe in His Messenger. He would give you a multiple share from His mercy and give you a light, and you will be walking along with that, and He will forgive you, and Allah Almighty is most forgiving and most merciful. This is actually the sign of a true believer and his status, that he does not believe in this thing that Adam and the mistakes done by the progeny of Adam could be the result of one innocent person. But Allah Almighty says that your life is a continuous struggle. It's a continuous sacrifice, and you have to attain the righteousness and the fear of Allah, and you have to be firmly established on that. You have to pay full attention to the duties towards fellow beings, as for spiritual advancement the effort is needed. You have to pay attention, and also you have to discharge the responsibility towards Allah Almighty. So along with your spiritual advancement, you have to do your effort to protect the society from the vices and sins, and people have to be admonished, the people of the world, that it is not in intoxication and pursuing vulgar habits and things, but actually it is through submitting to Allah Almighty, taking your pure hearts to Allah Almighty, and supplicating to Allah Almighty, so that you can raise your spiritual status. And also you have to make sacrifices to discharge your responsibility towards fellow being, and you have to go for repentance and forgiveness of Allah Almighty, so that Allah Almighty may protect you from the hell of this life and the hell in the hereafter. Everybody will be accountable for his own deeds and actions. Nobody can atone for anybody else. So these are the good deeds which enable a person to get the share from the blessings of this world and also from the blessings of the hereafter. So this piety and this fear of Allah and total obedience to the Prophet of Allah is the thing which attracts the mercy of Allah Almighty. As it has been mentioned, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through his total obedience, that actually makes a person the beloved of Allah. And then Allah Almighty, who gives the multiple reward and double reward, and then he says that that includes the blessings of this life and the blessings of the hereafter. Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam, regarding this subject, he says that, O ye who believe, O believers, if you are steadfast in being righteous, and for the sake of Allah Almighty, if you are firmly established on the quality of righteousness for the sake of Allah, then Allah Almighty will bring about a distinction between you and your opponents. And that distinction is that you will be granted a light, and along with that light, with the help of, in that light, you would be walking on your path. That is to say, that light would be covering all actions and deeds and your faculties and your limbs. It will be covering all. Your intellect will be enlightened, and even if you say something with speculation, there will be a light in that. Your eyes will be filled with light, and your ears will be filled with light, and your words and your mouth and every action that you do and every status of and every path that you will tread upon, they will become enlightened. So everything, all the paths and all your paths of your faculties and your feelings and your emotions, everything will be totally filled with light, and you would become light personified, and you will be walking in that. So with righteousness and ignorance cannot come together. They cannot be put together, the righteousness and ignorance. Yes, the understanding and perception according to the ability of a person could be to be high or low. And according to one's understanding and the link the people have with Allah Almighty, according to that, this perception and understanding could be higher in some cases and lower in other cases. But ignorance and piety, they cannot be put together. They cannot be at one and the same time. And that is why the man has been advised that you should try to attain high stages of piety. So whether a person is not well educated or highly educated, whether he has a religious knowledge or not, or he has got less knowledge of religion, if he is firmly rooted in righteousness, then he would always try to abstain from ignorant matters of ignorance. So this point must be remembered, that ignorance and taqwa cannot be put together. They cannot be at some, but the stages of the piety could be higher and lower. That could be there. And true believer is that who keeps this point in mind and then performs the deed accordingly. With this prayer and every day, he should, and he enters into every day and every year, that Allah Almighty always enable him to be firmly established in righteousness and give him all the blessings of this world and the life to come. These are the deeds of the person who enable him to get the blessings of Allah Almighty. And they enable him to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty has mentioned it very clearly. In several places he has mentioned, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى, that no soul will be carry the burden of another soul. So when Allah Almighty says that out of His mercy, He is going to give double share to those people who are established in righteousness and they believe in the Messenger, for the sake of Allah Almighty, they invoke blessings upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and follow his noble tradition and example, then these people, the double share which they get from Allah Almighty, these are those blessings and bounties which enable them to become entitled of the paradise in this life and the life to come. And for this purpose, Allah Almighty has taught us the prayer. In order to be the recipient of this paradise, we have to pray. And Allah Almighty has taught in how many ways one can express one's gratitude to Allah Almighty. One can really cannot do full justice to that one. The only way is that continuously one should be expressing one's thank, and one should submit to Allah Almighty all the time. For these bounties, Allah Almighty, and in order to get the double share from the mercy of Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty has taught this prayer to the true believer, and that is this one, which is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً فِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَكِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And from among the people, there are such people, those who say that, O Allah, grant us the good in this life and in the good in the life to come, and protect us from the torment of fire. So these are the true believers who always beg the good of this life and the life to come, the good of the life to come. From Allah Almighty, they always beg. So in the prayer of the new year, they not only ask for worldly progress, but they also pray for the spiritual progress. They do not only consider their own welfare, but they also, regarding the responsibilities of other people, and to be successful in that, they also pray to Allah Almighty. So those people who follow the path of righteousness and the true believers, when they are looking for the good of this world, they also supplicate to Allah Almighty and beg from Allah Almighty from the good of the life to come, so that both these blessings, they could collectively protect them from the torment of fire. This is such a comprehensive prayer, which is taught for the temporary blessings and also for the permanent blessings. For both of them, it is mentioned in tradition, the Holy Prophet used to offer this prayer very extensively, very repeatedly. This is such a prayer that which for discharging the responsibilities towards Allah and fellow beings, when a believer is protected from the punishment of fire in this life, while also on the other side in the life to come, when a person discharges the responsibility towards Allah Almighty and tries to get his pleasure, then in the life to come, he is protected from the punishment of fire. In this world, a person goes through this punishment of fire. In this life as well, one passes through. There are so many difficult tortures and agonies and fights and all these things are the various forms of the punishment of fire. Look nowadays in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in some other countries, what's happening there? Recently in Karachi, and there was a huge fire. That for those people who were affected, it was like the punishment of fire, rather for the whole country. It has destroyed the whole economy of the country. It is not only the economy of one city, it is the billions, loss of billions has been there. And these punishments of fire, these are with the people in this life, and one should always seek the protection of Allah from those. And if a person is devoid of righteousness and there are no deeds, and he is not discharging the responsibilities towards Allah and fellow beings, then there is great warning for such people. So when a person prays to Allah Almighty, then while one seeks the blessings, one should also be mindful of attaining the quality of righteousness and the responsibilities of towards Allah and fellow beings. One should be mindful of that. And one should be mindful that one should not get oneself involved from getting involved in those things, the result of which is bad. And one should be mindful of that I, because of some of my hidden sin, I should not be deprived from the blessings of Allah Almighty in any way. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says in one place that the repentance for a human being is not something superfluous or useful thing, and its impact is not on result is not only on the day of judgment. Rather, it is through this, the world, this life and the life to come is both reformed. And in this life, in both the worlds, the comfort and the welfare is attained through that repentance. Look, in the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty says, رَبَّنَا آتَنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَكِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O our Allah, give us the means of comfort in this life, and also in the life to come, give us the pleasure and comfort and protect us from the torment of fire. So see that in the word Rabbana, there is a reference to this repentance, because the word Rabbana requires that some other people, things which he has taken as gods, he is completely frustrated with that. And now he is turning to Allah Almighty. And this word with great emotion and feelings and passions, one cannot utter this word without these feelings unless he has forgotten about other gods. And Rabb is the word which gives the gradual nourishment stage by stage. And people have actually taken so many gods for them, their efforts and their cleverness, and they depend on these things. These are something like gods for him. And if he is having the pride of his knowledge or his ability or his beauty or the wealth, if he is proud of that, then this is his God. So this type of thousands of means are attached to these people, and gods are attached to him. Unless he abandons all these and he shows his displeasure with that, and then he submits to Allah Almighty with full passion and with such agony which really melts his heart, he submits to Allah Almighty. Unless and until he does like that, he cannot understand God Almighty. And when this type of agony, this type of passion will be there, this sight of yearning will be there, and then he would be praying to Allah Almighty like that, and then he says, Rabbana, that the true, the real Rabb is you, Allah Almighty, but we with our own mistakes, we have been wandering around in our mistakes. Now I have completely thrown away and left those people, those gods, and I am truly, I submit to you, O my Allah, and I come to you. So without that, to declare Allah Almighty your Rabb is impossible, unless you do like that. And unless you completely deny and reject the honor and the greatness of other gods, until that moment you cannot appreciate Allah Almighty does not take care of the matters of such people. There are some people, they have made a falsehood their God. They know that without falsehood they can't live, they can't do anything. Some people, they believe in stealing and robbery and deceit and deception they have made as God. And they say that without having recourse to this one, they cannot have any provision or any benefit. So their gods are those things. So look at the thief who has got all the means of breaking into the house, and he has got the opportunity to, and he has got the night to perform the robbery, and there is no guardian over there, there is no supervisor there, and then he knows all the tricks of the trade, and he knows how he can get all the means, then he considers his weapons as his God. So these people who are dependent upon their own action, their own techniques, so then these people, what need do they feel for seeking the assistance and help from Allah Almighty? Those who consider and depend upon all their means, how can they submit to Allah Almighty? The need of prayer is only for those people for whom all other doors are closed and no other door is open for them. And then real prayer will come out from the heart of that person. Rabbana atina fid dunya. That is, to pray like that, it is the job of those people who have considered and believed that Allah Almighty is their Rabb, and they believe that all other false gods, they are meaningless and worthless. And the fire means is not only that fire on the day of judgment, rather the person who gets a long life in this life, and he also sees that there are so many types of fires, and the people, experienced people, they know that this type of fire is there in this world. There are agonies, there are fears and sickness and failures and degradation and fears of demotions and thousands of types of misdeeds and some difficulties from the family members and from family members and from the wife and children. All these things, they are just like fire. So the mu'min prays to Allah Almighty that Allah Almighty protect us from all fires of this nature. And when we have taken hold of you, so you protect us. And these things which are making our lives difficult and miserable, they are like fire. Protect us from all these things. This is a very comprehensive extract that I have presented from the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in the commentary of this verse. But one can understand from this quotation that in how many ways difficulties come to a person, and what is the purpose of this prayer, and considering all these things in front of us and making them present in our minds, we should pray. Allah Almighty, enable us to get the blessings of this life and the life to come in the worldly and the future life. Allah Almighty, enable us to follow the path of righteousness and perform good deeds, and in this year and the years to come, and all those future years in the for the members of the Jamaat, it should be Allah Almighty protect us all, and we may be able to get all types of blessings and enable us to follow the path of righteousness in the true sense of the term. And Allah Almighty, give us the share of that light. Allah Almighty, enable us to so, which the light which was brought by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله